You know, while I'm thinking about it, Nick Hill is joining me, SIU football coach. First off, Nick, it's good to hear your voice again, buddy.
Yeah, no, I appreciate you having me on. I was fired up when you text me.
Now, it's Friday, sunny and 52. Friday night, mostly clear, 35.
Perfect weather.
Right.
Perfect football weather.
Friday night football. You know, we were talking about this before we went on the air just briefly. Nick and I were shooting the breeze. And, you know, you can go to school and you can learn to be a certified public accountant. You can learn to be an engineer. You can learn. But there's no college football coach class certificate, right? There, and especially not a certificate for how to run a football team during a pandemic. There's nothing really out there to prepare you for the things you've been doing.
Yeah, they're really not. You know, you have your experience. I guess class would be, you know, just learning experiences, you know, when you're younger, watching your mentors do it and being an assistant and those type of things. But like we were talking about, there hasn't been a world pandemic to coach through. So there's really, I mean, even the oldest coaches out there, this is all just brand new to them. I think that's what we found to be the toughest part is there for a while, there were just no answers to give to your players, your parents. You take pride in a player comes in and sits down in your office, asks you a question. If you don't have the answer to it, you can get it pretty quickly within the hour. And there were just no good answers. There was, you know, with eligibility and playing and when are we playing and what game and what's the schedule look like. Do I lose my eligibility if I play in these three games? Now it's moved to the spring. What happens with the spring? So there was a lot of anxiety going around for a while.
Yeah. Well, I was kidding, Nick, before we go, that euphemistically, the goalposts keep getting moved, and that's a little legitimate euphemism when it comes to what we're talking about here. You know, it was interesting, the legitimacy of this game. And I saw a quote, I think it was one of the Mike Reese interviews with you, saying, look, this is not a scrimmage.
Yeah, it's not. It's you know, we talk to our team a lot, and I think they have a pretty good feel for it. This game matters. You know, it's going to be the 2020 season, 2021 season now. But you know, so we get 9 games. One of them happens to be right here on October 30th, and then the other 8 guaranteed are in the spring. You know, starting February 20th, and so. But this one counts, and it actually it's a big one. It's you know, the playoffs and making the playoffs 16 teams, which is what it was back whenever I played. It's going to be tough. The Missouri Valley might get 2 or hopefully 3 teams in there. Well, there's 5 ranked in the top 25. So any win or anything you can put on your resume to make that selection committee pick you, which we found is tough to do last year, you need those wins. So. I mean, this is a big game.
We talked about the goalposts being moved. Move for your fans, too. Thought we were going to be able to get a few people into the game on Friday night. That appears not to be the case. But on the other hand, I talked to Rodney Cabinus, you know, on the Oasis Drive-In Theater, you know, in Marion, their inaugural event featuring you and a tailgate.
Yeah, no, I'm fired up for that. It's kind of the same thing like we were talking about. I told our team 2 weeks ago, like, look, we're zeroing in on game day. There'll be something here that happens that's off schedule that we're not preparing for, and we got to adapt and adjust. We're getting pretty good at that. And so when the fans thing happened, when I saw, you know, Pritzker had come down here and put the new whatever they are, you know, orders in, I knew that was probably coming, so it wasn't a surprise with the fans. It's happening around the country in other games and stuff. So the most important thing is playing. The second most important thing I feel like is those families being able to come and watch their kids, because they've been through a lot too,
right?
Which we're going to be able to do. And then I feel bad for our season ticket holders, but I'm fired up that it's on TV, you know, here locally, and then with Shad and the guys over there. Having that, they'll probably have the most fun over there.
Yeah, and of course, we'll be carrying the games here, River Radio Group on CILFM with Mr. Mike Reese. Well, how do you keep the team motivated, focused with an uncertain future? Because that's one thing about football. You say, okay, we know what this goal is. We're going to play Saturday at 3. This has to be done between now and then. The game has been moved back once. We didn't know whether it's going to be happening at all. There's all these distractions that are going on. How do you keep a team focused, motivated, while at the same time you got to look after their health as well, mental and physical? There are a lot of moving parts. So how do you get that? How do you get that goal of being a coach and keeping them motivated?
Yeah, I think that's our biggest job. So we have a great staff here, and so you know, you really vet through a lot of the decisions you make. And like you said, I mean, now we, especially with the game being pushed back a week, we were supposed to play last Friday night. So we've been at practice now for a while. We've gotten, you know, well over 30 practices in. So that's a long time to prepare and play for one game. So we've been able to develop a lot of players. You got to be kind of strategic too. I mean, you can't burn them out. That's a, you know, usually coming up for a game, you have a training camp and then you get prepared for the first game, you know, within a couple weeks. But then each week it's like you put in a game plan for a day and then you practice for a few days and you go play. So we've had a lot of time, but these guys have really done a great job of like, look, what we can control. Number one, we're thankful to be able to play. So I think that their motivation just to get out there and practice and appreciate scrimmaging and doing those things because it was stripped away from them there for a while. So I think just having, like I've said before in my interviews, is that every team in the country is practicing. So they've either going to have a spring game type inter-squad scrimmage, or we get an opportunity to play an arch rival in SEMO and have it on TV. And so having that at the end of the schedule has been the best thing for us as far as motivation and just the day, because it is. I mean, you get excited. You announced it over a month ago. But it's got to be sustained excitement, and it's not every day you're going to get a pep talk. That's what I told him. If you need a motivational speech every day to come out here and play hard, then we've got the wrong guys. I mean, it's got to take, sometimes it is. I mean, the discipline is doing the routine things every single day that sometimes you just don't feel like doing. And to be good, you've got to do that. We have a veteran team that understands that. And so that's what we've kind of relied on, is our veteran group to lead the way. And they've done a good job of that.
You know, it's interesting how I relate to that. You don't feel like it, but who cares? Get out there and do your job, man. Let's go.
Yeah,
let's dig in.
Exactly.
You know, that actually resonates with me. There's one other part about college football that if it hadn't been for my years of working with Mike Reese, I wouldn't have a full appreciation for, because it's behind the curtain, and that is the financial aspect of what SIU football out on the road and at home and hosting teams means to the entire athletic department financially. When you go out and play, there's a lot of money that goes here and there that supports the entire program. And I think people may not have appreciate the financial ramifications of not playing a bowl schedule.
Yeah, it is. I mean, obviously, you know, I'm preaching to the choir across all the listening area as far as the financial strain that all of this has put on everybody. And so, you know, Saluki Athletics is no different. Football program's no different. I mean, we need to play. You know, funding a football program is not cheap. And so, you know, what we're thankful for is, even though we thought we were going to be able to get fans in the stands, is that, you know, we've got to have a great showing in the spring. And we've got to have, you know, with a unique opportunity to watch football in the spring and get people out there. But yeah, it's a, you know, people forget, like, it's expensive just to put on a home game.
Yeah.
You know, with all the people working and getting the stadium ready and the cleaning the stadium and the ushers and the security and all of those things, it's a lot of money. And so, that's why I'm just extremely grateful, and I know our team is. I mean, I've said this every day, and every day when we call the team up at the end, is just like, man, I'm thankful for being out here. I'm for sure, I'm going to be very thankful for taking the field on Friday night. You can't take things for granted. You just really can't, you know? And so that's where we're at right now, is extremely thankful to be playing.
All right, just got a few seconds left. I want to hit you with one final question. Here's the thing. You and I both know those rabid maroon, they bleed maroon fans that are football fans that are there, hell or high water. How do they continue to feel like they're part of the team, that ownership that is crucial when they're pushed away from the team due to the pandemic and the rules surrounding it? How do you keep that core fan enthused when they're kept at arm's distance? Well, 6 foot distance.
Yeah. Well, I know how we're going to do it on Friday night, is that's to go out and win. And that's what I've told our team. Yeah. For everybody involved, you know, we'll have in the back of our mind, you know, the people there at the Marion Mall watching the game and all the people tuned in. I mean, is the Saluki brand will be out. It'll feel a lot better after a win. People can celebrate, can hang out with their families, and especially those people that you just talked about, those Saluki maroon people that are just bled and been through some tough times with us, want to be in that stadium so bad. There's so many people popping in my head right now, but our job is to go out there and win for them, and I've told our team that's what we have to do, is because they understand it too, and they're doing a great job with it, but a win on Friday night will make things feel a lot better.